the Lions on third and one. And you would almost expect that Ovi's going to get the rock for the third straight play. Receivers wide each way. Hand off, Ovi's got it. First down and more down near the 11-yard line. A&M Commerce just finding a push.
Oh, we have a penalty flag thrown after the play.
Oh, my.
This is getting a little crazy out there, it seems like. That's quite a few of those this last quarter and a half or so.
You would expect Kingsville and Commerce to be a little chippy with one another. But after such even play, level play early, maybe the Javelinas didn't mind when they were ahead. We're still waiting for the penalty. There's the sign.
It's on Kingsville.
It is on the Hogs.
Looked like they called a holding, which you don't see a whole lot on defense on a run, but it is possible.
So now the Lions are first down and goal to go at the 6-yard line of the Hogs.
I'm not sure I don't just keep pounding the rock.
Absolutely.
Right now it's working.
Maybe try your truck package. You're at the 6. The snap to Wheeler. Ovi in the middle. Ovi to the end zone. Did he get
there? He did.
Yes. Touchdown.
Well, that's all effort right there. He got stuffed about a half yard behind the line of scrimmage, and that offensive line just kept pushing. And that play looked like it had stopped, but the entire pile just fell forward about 2 yards in, and that's all effort.
The Lions of A&M Commerce in the first overtime have their first lead of the night. 29-23, a Christoph Martinez PAT on the way as Wheeler takes a knee to help him out. The snap, the place, the kick on its way. How about 30-23? Javelinas get their shot at the goal line from 25 yards away when we return. Keep it here on the Lions Sports Network. A&M Commerce Lion defense helped get the offense into this game in regulation. Here's Detmer throwing to one of his big tight ends and upended at the 19-yard line was Ro Posada. Nice tackle there. Figure that out in a moment. It is second and 5 for the Javelinas. Detmer, swing pass to the left. Another short gainer, this time only 3 yards. Boy, the Javelinas, they just want to do it.
A yard, maybe, yard and a half.
Third down and a very short 3. The ball between the 17 and the 18. They need the 15. 2 wide outs right, 1 to the left. Detmer with a man in the backfield to his right. Waits, swings it, caught. First down to the 10-yard line. And the catch there made by the Javelinas, Luis. Oh, it was Ty Chisholm that made that grab. Chisholm, who has 2 of the Hogs' touchdowns tonight. Now it's A&M Kingsville, where the Lions did it all on the ground, Brock. The Hogs are trying to do it through the air. Now remember, 2 of the 3 things that can happen when you throw the football are bad. 2 left, 2 right, a man in motion. Oh, Detmer, look at this. He's got all the room in the world into the end zone, touchdown. And now the Hogs are going to go down to the other end of the field after they kick. They got to make this PAT. I've seen overtime games won on a blocked extra point.
Yeah, we've seen a few. They've already had one goof up on a snap on an extra point, so.
Be a bad way to end it if you're a Hog fan. And not too many. Here's the snap. It's low. It's up. Here's the snap. It's low. It's up. It's a wobbler, but it's good. And with overtime period number 1 in the books, it's a 30-30 ball game. And now to the other end of the pitch, and it'll be the Hogs' turn to go first. There is nothing prettier in an overtime game than an interception.
Oh, it is.
As long as you're instant, the one that gets it.
Just instant ending, yes.
So Colby Carthel trying to rally his troops. That was the best red zone offense we've seen out of the Javelinas tonight.
Yeah, that was just a nice play call. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Players getting a little extended break as they go on about this one.
We don't have a commercial break. I'm not sure what the
slowdown
here.
It's overtime period is over. So now you've got another one, and there's that little break they give you in between those.
I just don't remember it being this long. Maybe it's just the pressure.
Yeah, maybe the officials needed it. You know, I don't have any problem with the way the game was called tonight.
No.
Stuff both ways.
Yeah.
Sure, we might hear differently from some coaches that are closer to some of it. So now it'll be the Hogs' turn to go first.
Let's just get a pick six right here and end the whole thing.
Dominique Ramsey back deep. He's playing center field. Javelina is ready to go to work now. A tie game. This is overtime number two, 30-30. Detmer steps up. Detmer on the run. Detmer is going to slide down at the 18. And with a nifty little gamble, he gains seven. Got him at the 18. So a long three to go. The Javelinas break their huddle. And the Lions mark their men. Two targets over to the right. A man drags across. They're going to try a little touch pass. They're going to try a little twist down to the 10. Coming across right to left was Aaron Dilworth, and it was just one of a snap and touch.
Yep.
Almost like a volleyball tap right back to him as he came across, and he got the yardage to the 10. Touchdowns are everything in overtime, most of the time. Javelinas and Lions each with one in the extra. Now we bring him in. Now they're going to try something else with Carr, who's going to weave his way inside the line or inside the 10, and he doesn't get much. He may have gotten to the 8. Maybe. All good, no flags, everything's fine down there. Second down, goal to go as the Javelinas break the huddle. They'll send three men out to the numbers on the left and one man on the numbers right. A snap, quick fire, ball caught, stepping out of one tackle and down to the goal line. Not in the end zone.
Oh, my goodness, he called that a touchdown.
They just called it a score. Well, the pylon's down.
Yeah, but his rear end hit, and then his back rolled, and then he reached out and hit it. That was not a touchdown. We got four different Lion players over there talking about it. That was not a touchdown.
If there was a red flag for Colby Carthel to toss right now, you think he'd throw it? So, De La Garza back for the PAT, crosses himself. Here's the snap, bobbled again. Oh, this could be trouble. Throwing into the end zone for two, and it is picked off by the Lions.
Okay.
And so now here's the window of opportunity. But you've got to get a touchdown.
Got to score.
36-30. Dominique Ramsey with a pick. And, you know, even if he – well, if he did make it and went to the house, that would make it 36-32. So it was prettier than it looked.
Here we go.
Ready to go. They got to get a touchdown. They'll line up three receivers from the numbers to the hash on the left side, and everybody else in tight. Here's Ovi to the right. Ovi to the 20, spun around and dropped at the 29.
Well, they were doing everything they could to pull that ball out.
That's a good idea with a lead. And now it is second and four.
Lions have had a lot of success running that ball. You've got to wonder when that play action to Hobbs is going to happen.
Wheeler in the pistol. Orebu behind him. Three to the left. Orebu again following a man. He's got a big hole inside the 10-yard line to the 9. First down and goal to go for A&M Commerce.
Well, you've got to give Matt Storm all the credit in the world. You see so many times coaches trying to get cute. Once you get that run going, you start trying to do different things, but he's just pounding the rock and saying, we're going to run the ball, come stop it.
No matter what, you know the Javelina defense still has to have tremendous respect when the Lions put four receivers outside and way outside. It's one apiece this way. And on first down, here's Orebu, and he's going to be wrapped up. He got a yard closer. Second down. Ooh, now they're saying no gain. So second and goal to go from the 8. 36-30, A&M Kingsville followed the Lions into the end zone in overtime number 1. Now in overtime number 2, Javelinas went first. Lions hoping to come up with a touchdown and then let little baby Kristoff lead another celebration. Two receivers each way. Here's the first throw in
OT.
That's
an interference.
And that ball knocked down.
Wow.
Boy, that was thrown into so much traffic, Brock Callaway.
The defender was reaching over his back trying to get to the ball. That's interference.
Got a flag in your pocket. Third down and goal to go. Lions with a ball on the right hash mark. They'll send three men out wide to the right, to the left. And Vincent Hobbs, tight end right. The snap, Ovi down to the 6. And he stopped again. And now the Lions are 6 yards from where they need to be. And they get one crack at it. And put the ball at the 7. It's kind of like a 2-point conversion you got to make. Wheeler, long count. Now looks over to the sideline. He's got plenty of time on the play clock. But the Lions are going to call a timeout. Overtime number 2. They are down to their last snap. Trailing Javelinas 36-30. Keep it right here on the Lions Sports Network. We'll be back after this. Lions come out of their huddle after the Javelina defense has made its way over the ball. Fourth down, goal to go. A&M Commerce has to have a touchdown. Marquise Wimberly out wide to the left. Going into slot left is Keelan Smith. Lions with a man on the right. Here's Wheeler throwing, caught, touchdown!
I didn't see that play call coming at all. The last thing I thought we were going to see is a slant. You think maybe a fade route to the back corner, and that's exactly what that cornerback was thinking for Kingsville. He started leaning off to the right. Marquise cuts to the left. Perfect throw by Preston. Little baby Kristoff with a chance to ice it.
What play just popped into your head on that very same play?
Central Washington.
Thank you. Buck Wilson to tie the or get for the
gotta
tie.
Got to have this one, though.
This one's tied, and Kristoff is going to send home some people late, and they can miss class if they want. It's good! It's over! And the Lions win their season opener 37-36 in double OT.